Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. Well, half of all Americans believe that free time allows them to decompress from the stresses of their life, reconnect with loved ones. But where to do it? How about a tiny cabin in the woods? That sounds like a nice getaway, doesn't it? Well, guess what? We got John Staff, the getaway CEO. Thank you for joining us here. And this is an interesting concept. Tiny cabins outside of the woods. And they're furnished and with amenities, don't have to do too much, and kind of like Airbnb. Do I have this right? Or just tell us a little bit about your business.
You've got it. It's cabins two hours outside of cities where you go and really try to do nothing, because the mission of the company is about providing people free time. So yes, it's a cabin, but it's a cabin without Wi-Fi, without television. It's a cabin where we really try to get you to do nothing at all, because for all the great things in the city and jobs that we hope you love and the power of technology, all those things are better when you escape from them. You have some boundaries and you're able to enjoy the benefits of free time. So that's what we try to provide people at these cabins in the woods.
John, last time you were on Yahoo Finance, you talked about the surge that you saw in demand. That was in the winter. What are you seeing today?
It's still like crazy. So we feel very fortunate. We're in the hospitality industry, which has been hit very hard by the pandemic, of course. But for us, historically, our occupancy was about 90%. It went to 99.5% during the pandemic. It's still hovering up there in the upper 90s. We've just set another record for revenue. So we're feeling very grateful. We're feeling very fortunate that we've been able to have that demand during the pandemic. And of course, have been therefore working very hard to take care of all of our guests. And that's led us to want to do something to give back to our team who's been working so hard this year.
Ooh, I'm looking at the B-roll here, and it looks pretty comfortable and nice. Thank you for that. I want to ask you about some of the business side numbers. How fast are you growing in terms of units, and also the supply crunch that we've had in so many different industries? Is that affecting you as well?
Yeah, we're growing rapidly. So we've opened 6 new locations this year. Each location is about 40 to 50 of these cabins. We're going to open several more by the end of this year. So we've got Seattle about ready to open. We have our second Boston location about ready to open. And I anticipate we'll announce opening more locations before the end of 2021. So we're growing very quickly, which again, we feel fortunate for. The supply constraints we've felt, not as much as other companies, but surely we've been keeping an eye on materials, lumber, especially this year. Things seem to have gotten a little bit better than they were a few months back, but it's been an area of concern for sure.
John, you mentioned no Wi-Fi, and that made my ears perk up just a little bit, because when we talked to the CEO of Airbnb not too long ago, he was talking about the fact that he's seen this surge in demand because so many people want these flexible work schedules, so people are renting homes and then working from there. Would you consider Wi-Fi, or is that something that you're adamantly opposed to?
We're pretty adamantly opposed to it. It crossed our mind in the early days of the pandemic, but our business is rooted in the idea of providing people free time and boundaries from the things that distract us and consume our attention all day, every day. And so I think it's great to have hospitality products that are set up for people who are working flexibly and want to work remotely. We're just not one of them. We're a special place where you go and you do nothing. And, you know, you either hang out with yourself or you hang out with your loved ones, your kids. You have a deep conversation. You roast s'mores by the campfire. You stare off into nature and you just enjoy the benefits of, you know, really having nothing to do and nothing on your schedule, which is so rare these days, that we want to make sure we remain a special place for folks to have that experience.
I want to get your explanation and reaction to a statistic that I got from your notes, where 1 in 4 employed Americans feel that even when they do take free time, like vacation, they still need to be accountable at work. And this is concentrated even more in the younger generations. How are they dealing with that? And I assume no Wi-Fi kind of feeds into that, but is that one of the major selling points here?
Certainly it is for our guests. I mean, it's hard, all of us. I've been doing this for 6 years. I still struggle when I come home at night with, you know, picking up my phone without even thinking about it and opening Instagram or opening Twitter or opening my email. And so you know, like you were talking about in the last segment, flexibility is great. And I really believe in providing flexibility to everybody. But flexibility can't mean that we work 24 hours a day, or that we feel we need to be checking in 24 hours a day, or that when we, you know, shut down in the evening or for the weekend or go on vacation, that really what that means is, sure, we might not be at our computer the whole time, but we better open our phone every 15 or 20 minutes to see if anybody needs me. That's a problem. It's a problem because it distracts us. It actually allows us to never fully relax. It consumes our dopamine. And really what happens is it leaves us less productive, less creative, less of a good colleague, and missing out, most importantly, on the experience of being a human, which is not all about working all the time. So absolutely, it's a problem. As you point out, it's a problem for the younger generation more than ever, this idea that I can't ever fully disconnect. And we know the stories. We all know somebody, or we've had a boss who said, sure, you can take that vacation, but you better be on this conference call. We need to put a stop to that and give people real free time off in the form of nights, weekends, vacations. And it's why we're doing this Labor Week campaign at Getaway, where we're shutting down the whole company next week, closing all of our locations. And we're giving everybody a paid week off, because it's been a long and difficult year. And that's a small gesture towards making sure our own team is able to truly disconnect from work and experience a little bit of free time after working so hard for the last year and a half.